We're joined by NPR's Jane Arraf, who's following events from Amman, Jordan. Jane, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Can you start with telling us what happened in Saudi Arabia?
Well, this was an attack on the Prince Sultan Air Base, and that's a Saudi base, but it's also a regional U.S. military hub that focuses on aerial refueling and missile defense systems. At least 6 missiles and more than 24 drones were fired by Iran, according to U.S. officials who requested anonymity. And military experts are calling it a serious breach of U.S. air defenses. Several of those wounded service people were reported to be seriously wounded. The attacks also damaged refueling tankers. Iran released Chinese satellite images that appear to show burning aircraft, and it said it had destroyed 2 of the airborne tankers. They refuel fighter jets in the air and damaged others. That's after Israel struck 3 Iranian steel plants and a nuclear facility. The International Nuclear Watchdog said there was no risk of radiation leak from that strike.